Farmer of Hearts, Day 24. How can you be fruitful if Jesus is not in you and you in him? St. Augustine said, "Give what you command, and command what you will."What must we do to let the seed sown by God grow and turn fruitful? Am I feeling helpless or frustrated as I strive to become more fruitful as God desires? Many people see Christianity as a religion that demands extreme moral effort. A Catholic friend minced no words when he shared his deep struggle in trying to follow God's commandments and fulfill his religious obligations.Living out my Christian faith is a huge burden to me. It gives me no joy. Unfortunately, it's a burden I must carry until death in order to avoid divine punishment. For some people, God is like a master who rules over them with an iron fist. He is like a tyrant who imposes his commandments from above and demands that we follow them to the T's.But God is no tyrant, nor does He want us to be His slaves. God is a loving Father who wants us to become His adopted children through Christ. Using the metaphor of the true vine, Jesus makes it clear that He is the vine and we are the branches. The two are closely connected, so connected that we can't live or do anything without Him.In John chapter 15, verse 5, Jesus says, "Whoever remains in me and I in him will bear much fruit, because without me you can do nothing." With this in mind, St. Paul tells us in his letter to the Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, how he goes about his daily life. "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me."We must let Jesus live in us. Let our I be absorbed into His. Let Him take over our whole being. When we do that, He will give us the grace to do what He wants us to do, as He has promised in John chapter 14, verse 12. "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes in me will do the works that I do."St. Augustine is confident that he can do whatever God commands him to do. He asks God to command what you will. In the same breath, he implores him to give what you command. In the same breath, he implores him to give what you command. He knows if he can do God's commands, it's because of his grace, not because of his own effort.Reflection. Am I convinced that I can't live or do anything without Christ in me, just as there is no way for my home to receive electricity if it is not connected to the electricity generation company? Thank you. today's prayer. The heavens declare your glory, O God. The firmament proclaims the works of your hands. But all of creation cannot exist or function without you. Help me open up my heart and my whole being to you, O Lord. Let me welcome you and embrace you, for I cannot do anything without you. As my response to your invitation, Lord, I will read and reflect on Psalm 19 and do a serious reassessment of how I relate myself to you in living out my daily life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.